the Wayne Ayers Podcast.
The Wayne Ayers Podcast.
Woohoo!
Time to wake your ass up for a blessed day.
Hi.
Hey, Taylor.
Hey, Taylor.
Good. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly fine. Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, cool. How is your day going? I know you're pretty busy today.
Yes, pretty good. I'm just teaching. My kids are at lunch. I got you.
Nice. I just wanted to talk to you about, you know, Love is Blind. The reunion dropped last week or this week. I don't know. My first question for you is, like, what inspired you to join the cast of Love is Blind?
So when I got it was like actually through Instagram, and I was like, this is a scam, like this isn't real. But, you know, I had been single for 4 years. So I was like, if it is real, I'm doing it, because that's one, it's such a cool opportunity. And two, I was like so ready for marriage. Still am. but I just was like, you know, this is such a cool opportunity and such a different way of dating. So that's what really made me want to go on.
Nice. How did you feel when you first arrived to the pods? Because they look nice, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, they were nice. I was like so nervous the very first day, though. My heart was like beating out of my chest. I was like, I don't know if I'm doing this right. But once you like get into the groove of things, you like get it under control, and it comes natural, honestly.
No, I know on the show you had a connection with JP, but like, I feel like, was there any other connections you made with anybody else on the show?
Yeah, I liked a couple of the guys like early on, but JP was obviously my strongest. And then I did have a second, but he had another choice that was his number one. So that's why we ended up ending things between us.
Okay. Were there any moments that made you like question about like your decision to like participate in the filming at all while you were filming?
No.
Okay. Nice. The big thing is, you know, JP's whole, like, everybody's talking about his little, you guys' situation in the show, mm-hmm. where he brought the makeup and everything. Like, what was your thoughts on, like, when you were first hearing that? Because everybody else was like, what the hell is he talking about?
Honestly, I was probably thinking what everybody else was thinking. First of all, I was like, is this real? Like, is this dude actually saying what he's saying right now? That it didn't make sense to me. I was honestly like confused, because like I said, like we've built this strong connection and he was going to let makeup ruin it. It didn't make sense in my mind.
Did you ever get like clarity from him like afterwards? Cause like, it can't be just makeup. Cause I see if he was like, okay, you put on makeup and then you take the makeup off and you look like a completely different person, but that's not the case at all. So I'm like, what is it? Did he ever give you clarity after the show?
I never got clarity. I got an apology at the reunion, but then he basically like doubled down and went back to the makeup comment again. So I never really got clarity and got a real reason, but I did get closure at the reunion, the closure I needed. So it's okay.
Did you like, how do you feel like watching it back like that? Did you watch that certain scene back?
The makeup scene?
Yeah.
When I first, like, you know, obviously I've healed from it. It was filmed a year and a half ago or whatever. So obviously I had healed from it. So watching back, I mean, it was hurtful. Like I was basically watching myself get hurt on TV. But at the same time, I had healed from it, if that makes sense.
No, yeah. Did those comments like of the makeup and lashes like ever like ruin your confidence at all?
So I wouldn't say it ruined my confidence, but I will say I literally questioned it. Like, oh my gosh, did I wear too much makeup? Like, did I look ridiculous on TV? I did question it, but it never ruined my confidence, and it didn't change like who I am or how I'm going to do my makeup.
No, yeah. One thing I really respect about you is like, I see like most people sometimes be like, all right, let's just try and make this work in like uncomfortable situations. And you just like, no, I'm going to just end this here. Like what like drove you to do that? That's one thing I really respected from your decision.
Thank you. It was honestly a couple of different things. It wasn't like just the makeup comment, you know, that was just like the cherry on top, but it was the lack of communication. There was no validation. Like when I would ask questions about our future, he wouldn't touch me. He wouldn't really love on me. It just felt like I wasn't even dating the same person. And so for me, like, I only want to get married one time. And like, my thought process is, okay, I'm going to move in with this guy, which I've never lived with a guy before. So that was big for me. I'm going to move in with this guy. And in 3 weeks, I'm going to walk down the aisle to him. Well, I only want to do that one time. I want my dad to walk me down the aisle one time. So if I have any, you know, doubt in my heart, I'm going to walk away, which is what I did. And the makeup comment was just the cherry on top.
No, I respect it. How does your family react to that? Because if I was your dad, I'd be like, what the fuck? You know?
Makeup stuff or just to all of it?
Oh, just all of it.
Well, my parents were really proud of me. They were like, at first, they're like, did you embarrass us on TV? And I was like, I swear I did it. And then when they watched back, they were like really proud of me. So that felt nice.
That's nice. That's nice. Can you describe your like most of estate like during the reunion? Because like it's kind of weird being like right across from each other. It has to be.
Yeah, I was really nervous after like beforehand when we're getting ready and stuff. I felt fine, but then like when I got out there, my heart was beating so fast, and I like was willing to forgive, which is what I did. And then I think when he brought up the makeup again, they asked me like, you know, how are you doing over there? And I took a deep breath because I was just like, I thought we were kind of past that, and I guess we're not. But I felt okay. Like I said, I got the closure I needed. I'm healed. I'm so happy where I'm at in life. So it was okay. I didn't cry or anything. It wasn't emotional like that to me. It was just closure.
Okay. How's like love? How's Love is Blind? How has Love is Blind impacted your like thoughts on love and relationships?
It's literally changed it so much. I used to go on like 5 dates before I like asked deeper questions, and I'm dating somebody now, but like before I met him, I would go on dates like first date and I'd be like popping out the, you know, important questions and like really getting to know these people, because I was dating these guys for like a month or two. And then I was like, wait, I don't even like you, or I don't even know you, or like, you know. So I feel like it changed it that way. And I really look at different things now. Like I look at the important stuff, you know, looks, it's not all looks. I mean, sure they matter, but it's not all what it's about, you know? And so I think that Love is Blind really taught me that.
That's nice. I know you just mentioned you're dating somebody right now. Like, how did that all come together?
Okay, so funny enough, I literally said I would never get on dating apps again after Love is Blind. I got back on Bumble and I met him through Bumble. And I mean, he lives in Dallas, so he doesn't live in Houston, but it's honestly been like the most healthy, best relationship I've ever been in.
What is like some things like, I know maybe like somebody in your experience that or just needs experience, like what are some things that you kind of like look for? Like, okay, this makes him a good partner, or what makes him a, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I really look at personality. I think personality is huge, and like how our personalities mesh. Like I'm more extroverted, and you know, the guy I'm actually talking to is an introvert, funny enough, but he speaks. So, but like, I just think how your personalities go, and then like your beliefs and values, like, do they line up? Do you want kids? Are you Christian? Like certain things like that are really big to me. And honestly, I think at the end of it, like, I'm just looking for my best friend to spend the rest of my life with. And if I feel like you're my best friend, then I'm like, this is good. And that's how I feel with him. He's funny. He's sweet. I mean, like, the sweetest, like walks on the other side if I'm by the street, opens the doors, pulls out my chair, like little things like that, which you want in a lifelong partner, you know?
Okay, no, I like that. Okay, for some people on here, they're probably going to go on their first date with somebody that's probably going to watch it. So like, what's like your ideal, like good first date?
Okay, I like to be active on dates. I have to have a drink. I know that's silly, but I get so nervous. So I'm like, drink before and one there. And then I'm like, got my little buzz. But I would like to have a drink, you know, some food, and probably do something active. So like, go golfing, go bowling, go axe throwing, something fun like that. That way it's not like you're just sitting across from each other talking. You have like something to do, you know? No, and yeah, I'm competitive, so that makes it fun.
No, I love a mini golf, golfing, you know, I love that. Yes. How did you like, I kind of know like a lot of people have been supportive, but I also saw some like negative comments. How have you been handling that?
I honestly just don't look at the negative comments. I did one day and I hurt my feelings really bad. So I'm sorry. Can you still see me?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. There we go. So I just like, after that one day, I was like, I'm just ignoring the ugly comments, because honestly, it takes a lot more to be mean than it does nice. So if you're spending your time being ugly to me, that's an interpretation of who you are, not me, you know?
Oh yeah, I respect it. What role did the producers play in, like, in your journey during the show?
Just like they would like ask us questions behind the scene, like you see us like sitting there, and they would check on us and stuff like that. But they didn't, honestly, they weren't too involved. I mean, they would ask the questions like during the interviews and stuff.
No, were there like, do you have like any like funny behind the scene moments or any like drama for behind the scenes? Cause like this has been like, they didn't really show much of it, but it's like, this had to be like, you guys are all in these pods together.
I feel like there was so much drama shown, but and that was like real stuff. But I don't know. I felt like I can't think of like a certain moment, but we had the best time. Renee is like my pod bestie. We had so much fun. We would just laugh and like play games. And like I said, we'd drink and work out and stuff, which they did not show a lot of that. And they're like, we were, if we were in the pods, we were with the girls. That's what I always say. Like, out of all of this, I got some lifelong friends and, you know.
I like it. Would you ever do reality TV again? It doesn't even have to be like a dating show. It could be like Survivor or something like that. Would you ever do like reality TV again?
My goodness, yes, I would. I'm sorry about that. I actually would. I've had some other people ask me that. I'm like, probably not a dating show just because I'm in a relationship, but something like Survivor, and I'm so competitive, so I feel like it would be fun for me.
Oh, that's Survivor looks like a good show to be on. I don't think I could do it, but I would love to do that show. I'm not gonna lie. What advice would you have to like others who like may be recovering from a breakup right now?
Everything will be okay, and there are tons of fish in the sea. And if you're not getting what you want out of your relationship, somebody else will give it to you. I think you deserve 100% from your partner, and you should also give 100%. But yeah, I think breakups are hard, but it just takes time to heal and lean on your family, lean on your friends, and you'll be okay.
Okay, I like it. Do you still believe like in love at first sight?
Love at first sight. Probably not love at first sight. I feel like I need to get to know you. Do I think that you could fall for someone blindly? Absolutely. Do I think you could fall in love with someone after just looking at them? Probably not.
Okay, I like it. What would your advice be for like future participants of Love is Blind? Well, Love is Blind season 6 is probably going to happen. Like, what are your advice for those people?
I would say just go into it with an open heart and open mind. Be yourself, be vulnerable, and like go into it looking for a husband. Don't go on there to play games because that's not what it's about.
Okay, like, is there anything that you would change about like the way you approach the show?
I do think I should have given more guys my time. I was like so set on JP that I caught a lot of people off super early. So I guess looking back, if I could give more of the guys my time, I would have probably done that.
Okay. Have your students mentioned about Love is Blind? 'Cause I know it's a big show.
I have like half of them. They're like, "Mr. I see you on Netflix, Mr. You're on TV." I'm like, "No." Or like, "I saw you on Mommy's TV," and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, it's so funny."
But do you have like any have you any fans come up to you like in the street or all about?
Yeah, I went to a winery and I went to the bathroom, and my boyfriend said that this lady like tapped the back of him and was like, "Hey, is that the girl from Love is Blind?" And he was like, and then we went to like this bar and I had a group of girls come up and I had some at ACL. So I've had a few, and that's been fun because I'm like, all I love people and I like love pictures. So I'm like, it excites me.
Okay, I like it. I like it. Okay, I got like three more like fun questions for you. I gotta ask these. If you could have a dinner party with three historical figures, who would they be and what's on their menu? And what's on the menu?
Historical?
Yeah.
You're gonna ask me a history question right now?
All right,
Can
just
we
say three
ask?
people that are dead that like it could be celebrities or whatever. You could.
Oh, okay, it can be anyone. Okay. They have to be dead.
Or alive. Oh, go ahead. You can do it live.
Can they be just alive? Because I can do that.
Yeah. Okay. Alive.
Okay,
Because they
Margot
might
Robbie.
want to do it if they see it.
Yeah, Margot Robbie.
Okay.
Paul Rudd,
Okay.
my favorite actress, favorite actor, and Ryan Gosling, probably.
That's it. Oh, okay. So you just
Yeah.
want a Barbie film, really, with Paul
With
Rudd.
Paul Rudd.
Oh, what is the TV show you're currently obsessed with, and why do you love it?
Ooh. I've been watching Selling Sunset.
Okay, I like
Yeah,
that.
the OC one, that's been like new for me. I like the drama. I think it's fun to watch. And I love the houses and like how much money they make and stuff. I think it's cool.
If you could be on another Netflix show, what other show would it be? Is it Selling Sunset?
Honestly, if I could be on Selling Sunset, I would, but I know that would never happen. So if I had to pick like another like reality show, maybe The Circle. That looks so fun.
That does look fun. That really
Yeah.
does. I would like, I would definitely pretend to be another person on that show.
Yes, oh, me too.
Oh, what's the last book you read or movie you watched that left you with a lasting impression?
My gosh, you're asking hard questions. I don't really read books. Movie. My gosh. I'm telling you, I'm so busy. I like barely sit down to watch stuff or read stuff. The last movie. Well, we'll just say The Hangover because I know that I watched it recently and it's so funny. I like probably watched it like a month ago. It was so funny. It doesn't ever get old either.
No, The Hangover is a classic. It's a classic.
It's classic.
It's definitely a classic. My last question for you today is like, what can fans expect from you next?
Honestly, I'm just gonna keep living my life. I'm actually about to come out with a website here in the next week. So that'll be fun. I'm gonna keep traveling, spending time with my friends and family. But yeah, the website's probably the biggest thing.
What's the website about?
We're gonna be making hats. So
Oh, okay.
yeah, they'll be fun. And I'll probably post here in the next week. I'm like looking at the date, probably here in the next week. We're trying to just get everything set up. But yeah, it's gonna be big. It's gonna be fun.
Is it like all different kinds of hats? Like what, like ball caps, like the Monopoly looking hat?
It's trucker hats and then like ball caps.
Okay, cool. Nice. What is it called?
My site is going to be called Caked Up.
Okay. Oh, okay. I like it. You playing off it. I love it. I
What you got to
love it. That's how you play off it. That's dope.